France is bracing for a crisis of sorts tomorrow because many people are trying to decide whether to take the day off. From Paris, reporter Jim Bitterman explains.
Ah, the familiar sounds of France grinding to a halt. Once again Monday, the nation is looking at confusion and chaos. But this time it's more than just the usual strikes and protests. This time, the nation is staring into the abyss because the French have been unable to agree if Monday is or is not a holiday. In every previous year, there was never a doubt. The 50th day after Easter, which marks the beginning of the Christian celebration of Pentecost, was always dutifully observed here, especially since it always falls on a Monday, and that always means a three-day weekend. But this year, in a land where the working week has been reduced to 35 hours, the government decided Pentecost was one holiday too many. Not out of the belief people should work more, but out of the need for more money.
Looks like, you know, a disaster.
2 years ago, when France suffered a deadly heat wave that brought about the untimely deaths of 15,000, mainly elderly people, there was much public anguish. After much soul-searching, the government reckoned that about $2.5 billion might just turn the situation around by buying air conditioners, personal alarm systems, and whatnot for heat-struck older folks. But political leaders were wary about raising the money with yet another tax increase in a country which is already one of the most heavily taxed in the world. So, instead it was decided the money could be raised if everyone just gave up one of their holidays in solidarity with their elders and went to work instead. Now, of course, this is a nominally Christian country, but to tell you the truth, fewer than one person in 10 actually goes to church regularly. So, the government decided one of the religious holidays, like Pentecost Monday, would hardly be missed. Boy, was that wrong. And among the first to complain were those not-so-God-fearing members of the communist unions. In fact, the railway workers said the government's approach was all wrong. They said instead, to show solidarity with the older folks, they would voluntarily work an extra 1 minute 52 seconds each and every day of the year to help buy the air conditioning. In any case, the months of debate have continued right up to this weekend, with still no resolution of the question, is Monday a holiday or not? One newspaper headline reported, "The French are going off anyway," quoting a public opinion survey indicating that more than two-thirds of the country is against giving up the public holiday. So, come Monday, some schools will be open and giving end-of-the-year exams, but their cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and even some teachers will not be showing up to do their part. Some private companies will be working, but the public transportation system may not be running to bring workers to the office. And some taxi drivers may be charging holiday rates, and some may not. And so, while Pentecost is remembered by the faithful as the day that symbolizes God's Spirit coming alive in man, Christian virtue may not be so apparent among the French as they just try to take a day off. For NPR News, this is Jim Bitterman in Paris.